This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. You may be eligible for a COVID shot sooner and maybe even be able to meet with a few friends and family members on July 4th. President Biden addressed the nation last night on his plans.
The president says there is a good chance small groups of Americans will be able to gather for barbecues.
That will make this Independence Day something truly special.
In his first primetime address, the president outlined steps to make it happen, ordering states to make all adults eligible for vaccines by May 1st, expanding the list of those allowed to administer shots, like medical students and dentists, and deploying more troops to help vaccination centers. Everybody has a role.
I need every American to do their part.
If they don't, he says the nation may have to reimpose restrictions.
Please, we don't want to do that again.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace notes that cautious tone in the president's address last night compared to former President Trump's comments about the virus.
You know, certainly President Trump took a different tactic, and he was really promising the moon and the stars to people, promising that the pandemic would be over, promising that we would be back to normal very quickly, and none of that happened. And I think Biden is wary of giving people false hope.
Now to the money the president's promising to struggling Americans. Up to $1,400 direct cash payments. It's going to start arriving in bank accounts now, for some as soon as this weekend. They've seated six jurors now in the Derek Chauvin murder trial in Minneapolis, including one who says he has a very negative impression of Chauvin. The former police officer is charged with murder in George Floyd's death. He's pleaded not guilty. Being a reporter can be dangerous. 65 journalists and media workers were killed worldwide in 2020, many in Mexico. This is AP News. And now to the Grammys.
Trevor Noah will host Sunday's Grammy Awards with performers on stages around Los Angeles. Beyoncé already has 24 Grammys and is up for 9 more. She's going after Alison Krauss's record of 27 wins as the woman with the most Grammys. Dua Lipa, who has 6 nominations this year, was asked if she's more nervous about winning or performing.
All of it. All of it makes me nervous, but I'm really putting on a brave face. And if the house
just keeps on winning. Miranda Lambert, who's up for 3 awards, says she's just happy to get dressed up and go out again.
I'm, you know, a Texan and I'm a country singer, so I'm ready to see a rhinestone again myself.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Those gas prices keep climbing. Gas is $2.84 a gallon now, up 34 cents from a month ago, says the AAA. Up 52 cents in a year, according to the AAA. The latest on rising gas prices. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.